Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Don Satterwhite from Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street here in Sedalia. Love to invite you to come and worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesday night at 6 p.m. It's been my privilege to be on the radio with you this week, and we're talking this week about a fresh start. And if you want to have a fresh start in a new year and a fresh start in your life of faith, you need to ask yourself a question. What kind of vision do I have? Now, I'm not talking about your vision with your eyes, although that's important. But I'm really talking about your spiritual vision. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Helen Keller was perhaps the most recognized blind person who has ever lived. And she was asked, what would be worse than being blind? And she responded, to have sight without vision. Many people have physical sight, but they lack true vision for their life, for their family, or for their church. The vision could be defined as the ability to see, awareness, or unusual foresight. Vision for the Christian, I believe, is seeing things God's way. Vision involves trusting God enough to say yes to the seemingly impossible. You see, because we serve a God who is a God of vision. God saw in Abraham the father of many nations. He saw in David the shepherd boy, a king. He saw in Mary a humble virgin girl who would be the mother of the Savior of the world. The same God sees in you what nobody else can see. That same God wants to give you and to give me a vision for our lives, for our family, for our church. What kind of vision do you have? If we want a vision of what God would have us to do, we have to, first of all, humble ourselves before God with no private agenda, just asking God to speak to us, asking God to show us what He wants for us. We receive a clear vision by listening to God as He speaks to our hearts. Now, how can you listen to God if you never open the Word of God? I want to challenge you to have a vision for spending time in God's presence every day. This year, would you make a commitment to God? You could do it right now, today. Say, I'm going to begin to open the Word of God every day and ask God to speak to me. What about a vision for prayers being answered? You know that prayers would never be answered if we're not willing to pray them in faith and to pray those prayers. What about a vision for reaching friends and family and people around us, neighbors, associates, for the kingdom of God and with the gospel of Jesus Christ? How can that vision be fulfilled if we never do anything? In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus talked about his kind of vision for the world. In Matthew chapter 9, and of course we know Jesus wants all men to come to Christ. It says in Matthew 9:35, Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the good news and healing every disease and sickness. One part of the book of Acts says that Jesus went about doing good. Well, of course he did. He was Jesus. Could they say about us, though, that we went about doing good? And then in Matthew chapter 9, the Word of God says, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they were scattered and helpless, sheep without a shepherd. And that's when he said to his disciples, this was his vision, he said, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Would you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field? You know, I don't think he's ever taken back that prayer request. I think God still looks at the multitudes. He looks at the masses. He looks at the people who are wandering aimlessly through life. And he looks at us, his church, his believers, his followers. And he said, would you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field? When we pray that, then we need to have a kind of burden that will help us to do something about it. Don't pray for God to send laborers into the harvest field and then fail yourself to be willing to go into the harvest field yourself. I'm so thankful that God has allowed my wife and I to come here into Sedalia, Missouri. My wife is a counselor, and she helps people who are troubled and works with Mefford and Vanyoux, and she loves helping hurting people. I have the opportunity to pastor what I believe has to be one of the finest churches in Sedalia, Calvary Baptist Church. And my goal in pastoring Calvary Baptist Church is to help people to come to know Jesus and then help people to follow Jesus. You see, really, my mantra is to know him and to make him known. I want to do that. I want to have a vision that God is going to use Calvary Baptist Church to touch Sedalia and beyond. My wife and I were able to go on a mission due to the generosity of people here at Calvary and other places. We were able to go to India and teach pastors and teach women. My wife taught hundreds of women, and I was able to teach 100 pastors how to go and preach the gospel and preach it with power and preach it in God's unction, with God's unction. What a great opportunity. What is it God wants you to do? I believe God wants us to go beyond Sedalia. Maybe he's calling you. He's calling you maybe to bring people to church. He's calling you to invite your neighbors. He's calling you to get your family. What's your vision for what God can do through you? You say, I don't think I have one. Then would you ask God to give you a vision? Because where there is no vision, the people perish. This is Pastor Don Satterwhite, Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street, sharing with you from the Word of God. God bless you. Hope you're in church this Sunday. At Calvary, it's 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Love to have you there. God bless you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.